deacon, or a Christian seeking to know God's Word, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for more information. CTU, training ministry workers since 1982. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious eschatological issue today. Are we setting the stage for the Antichrist to step on the scene? Now let me reiterate once again. If you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you won't be here when the Antichrist steps on the scene. The Antichrist will step on the scene time the rapture of the church takes place, will rule and reign with an iron fist. In Revelation chapter 13, not but 18 verses, verses 1 through 18, probably are the most significant text in the Bible in relationship to the Antichrist. You find other places in the scripture that describes the Antichrist with the character, the characteristics. Daniel, the 11th chapter, talks about the Antichrist. We find in Revelation chapter 9, it talks about those that will be coming into the major battle with the Antichrist as the leader in the nations across the world, around the globe, that will be ruling the nations with an iron fist. But ladies and gentlemen, can you picture now a system that we're setting up in America, and it's set up in many other nations already, where whatever you buy will be tracked. If you buy a stick of bubble gum, it's tracked. If you go to another state or another city or nation and you buy gasoline any place, etc., etc., it's tracked. What if with the tracking system on the digital currency marketplace, the administration, future tense, i.e. the Antichrist, be in a position where you make a decision to vote for the wrong person, press of the button, you have no funds. You make a decision that you're going to be in control of a certain aspect of your life with buying, selling, trading, and it doesn't appease or please the administration, i.e., in that case, the Antichrist, the button is pushed, zap, there's no more money. It's not a matter of having greenbacks. It's not a matter of having currency. That is on the fast track in America of being eliminated and total conversion to digital currency. The Genius Act that has already been passed, signed into law, now with the promulgating rules and regulations to enforce it before it starts into full effect. I don't know the date that they've set for the full effect of that, for it to go into full action, but I project that it's probably going to be within the next 6 to 12 months. And you will find there will be no need to write a check. You will not get a paycheck from your employer. In fact, many companies now, it is just deposited into your account for your paycheck. You don't get a paycheck where you sign the back of it, endorse it, place it in your account, or cash it. That won't happen anymore once this is in full effect with the digital currency. And we're talking about mirroring what we see in Revelation 13 chapter with the Antichrist. The Antichrist will be able to adjudicate and make a determination whether you can buy, sell, trade. And in the nation of China, since 2014, that's been in full fledged. In China, you have what is called the social system where you get more and more credits for being a good citizen and will obey all the rules and the regulations. Part of that being everything that is done on every street corner, even jaywalking, is picked up on the artificial intelligence cameras and recording system. Where do you have the artificial intelligence? We're on the fast track today for, as the president says, being number one in the globe for artificial intelligence. That linked with, ladies and gentlemen, the digital currency will put into position that every citizen, everything that you do, every place that you go, every decision that you make on expenditures for your family will be tracked, traced, and controlled based on what you're doing and what you're spending. Digital currency. I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen. No, with no federal facial recognition law, states rush to fill the void. States are increasingly clamping down on how tech companies digitally scan and analyze our most sensitive and potentially lucrative commodity, the faces, eyeballs, and other biometric data of millions of people. While facial recognition technology is unregulated at the federal level, states are now passing or expanding laws to restrict the mass scraping of biometric data, according to the national conferences of state legislatures. For example, Facebook deleted users' face recognition data after privacy complaints. That happened 2-3 years ago. This article reads, tech companies have long been deploying facial recognition technology. At times, the industry has pulled back from it. When Facebook shut down its facial recognition system following a biometric privacy lawsuit, but since the cutting-edge AI system have been incorporated in nearly every facet of modern life, the presence of some form of facial recognition technology in our apps, our phones, our systems have been newly ubiquitous, and University of Essex Professor Pete Fusi, who recently published a book on facial recognition in the AI era. Facial recognition, he said, is everywhere, and particularly we're complicit in what we see. We get convenience-divided dividends by using the open AI or the cell phone system that gets through airports faster, or the access of our finances faster. But there's no downstream control. Listen, he says, there's no downstream control over how our biometric data is used, can be used, and shall be used in the future. And I'd read the headline earlier. And without going into the details, your face could be set to replace your bank card. How would it be, ladies and gentlemen, if this is fully enforced, fully into effect, and it shall be, that the Antichrist steps on the scene, and everything you do, you've got to look into an iris reader. You've got to either place the back of your hand up for it to read your hand, or your eye, that's in your forehead. The scripture talks about in Revelation chapter 13. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for witnessing and watching the unfurling, the unfolding of a prophetic eschatological future of America and the world. The Antichrist is real. Now listen, there's some so-called preachers, so-called theologians, so-called academics today that say that we're living in the days of the tribulation. No, we're not. The church is still here. The tribulation days is when the Antichrist steps on the scene. That would be after the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, is very, very real. The sudden snatching away of the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Immediately following that, ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist will rule with an iron fist, and the Bible says that the Antichrist will make the determination as to whether you can buy, sell, or trade. And as I extend that statement, at whether you can buy, sell, trade, travel, whether you can go to school, whether you can go to college, whether you can buy a car, if you can get an airplane ticket, if you can buy a meal, if you can go into a restaurant, whatever it may be, that will be 100% controlled by the Antichrist. And all that we're doing today in America and around the globe is setting up the technological advanced systems so that it will be in the hands of the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. You'll have no greenbacks, no coins, no currency to hold in your wallet or in your hands and call it yours. All the currency will be digitized and will be available on your electronic handheld device. No paper, no paycheck, no money in a shoebox, as I said, or under the bed or in a mattress won't be available. All funds will be fiat money. Control what you spend, where you go, what you buy, where you travel. All as would be allowed by the federal government. Listen, during the, I think it was 21, 22, and 23, across America, Bank of America and other major banking institutions were debanking citizens if you were conservative or if they did not agree with your politics. President Trump and Trump International firm, listen, they shut down. All of the banks shut down his checking accounts, his banking accounts, and he had to go to digital currency, i.e. Bitcoin, in order to continue in business because they shut him down. Across the nation, it wasn't just with Trump, it was across the nation with conservative organization, Christian organization, one after another, was debanked. Now, that was not high profiled in the Marxist media. Most did not even know that was happening. But right now, as we speak, we're on the fast track for having a similar system so that the banks, under the thumb of the Antichrist, will make the determination of what you can spend and how much money you can have. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. It's a massive article, 30-page article. Facial recognition trends and statistics, a comprehensive 2025 analysis of the business security. Over 176 million Americans now use facial recognition technology daily, with marketing valuations reaching $8.9 billion. Here's the breakdown. Listen to this. It staggers my imagination. We're talking about now facial recognition system that's presently used in America. Listen to the statistics. 68% of the users employ facial verification to unlock devices. 42% access banking services through facial authentication systems. 131 million daily interactions processed across America, users with the digital system facial recognition. 51% of the users employ facial recognition just for logging into mobile application devices. Did you get the numbers? 68%, 42%, 51% that's using some type of facial recognition, and 131 million daily interactions processed across America with this facial recognition system. Did you realize that many with their, perhaps you're one, you've got a cell telephone and you have to look at it for it to look at your eye to unlock your telephone, or you have to put a thumbprint in, or a thumbprint and a digital code or a PIN number? What about that day when everything that you own, every dime that you have, is at the disposal of a federal system, a governmental system, an antichrist system, that can press the button and you no more have currency? You can no longer buy, sell, or trade. You say, well, I don't know if that could happen in America. Looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen, Vietnam shuts down millions of bank accounts over biometric rules. Vietnam has begun a sweeping crackdown on all bank accounts that fail to comply with its new mandatory facial biometric identification system. I'm reading it slowly and carefully. As of September 1st, 2025, all bank accounts across Vietnam are closing accounts deemed inactive or non-compliant with the biometric rules. Authorities estimate that more than 86 million accounts out of roughly 200 million have been closed as a failure to update their identification verification biometric system. The article reads further. The policy is part of the central bank's broader cashless strategy aimed at combating fraud, identity theft, and deep fake enabled scams, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, even in Vietnam, they're using the biometric facial recognition system, and if you refuse to do so, or if you fail to do so, then your account is closed. And it's supposedly on the basis, ladies and gentlemen, I'll read that again, aimed at combating fraud, identity theft, and deep fake enabled scams. In other words, The government's here to help you. The government's here to do something for you. But ladies and gentlemen, under the Antichrist system, when he steps on the scene, that will be in full force across the globe. We're setting the stage. We're putting the chessmen in place on the chessboard for the Antichrist to step on the scene and rule and reign through the financial system. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe Davis is on the phone. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, I may be wrong, but I think it was either yesterday or either day before yesterday on the news where they interrupted stuff there in New York where they took and confiscated all this equipment that they could shut down everything around New York. They're talking about your cell phones and everything. Am I wrong?
No, you're exactly right. They had discovered about, I believe it was 30 million or 100 million, some astronomical number of cell phone SIM cards, all linked in combination, and it would they could have just by the press of a button shut down everything that's called digital in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and even probably across the globe had they desired to do so. And you're exactly right. Had that nefarious activity not been discovered at even at the world meeting, the UN meeting that President Trump was speaking at, they could have shut all of that down had that not been discovered. Now my question is, Davis, how did it get set up? I've seen pictures and videos online of the massive structure interior of the digital equipment and what they'd set up. How did that happen without an official knowing anything about it in the city of New York and further? They had to, somebody that was officials had to know it. Somebody had to have gotten permits, if that is required in the city of New York, and I think it would be, to set it up, to buy the equipment, to put it in place. But yes, you're exactly right. And not just with that, Davis, but I think about that. That could have been a regional blackout of anything that's called electronic or digital. But the major thing that I think about is the EMP, electronic magnetic pulse, that could be released by a rogue nation against America that would shut everything down, all electricity, all power, all digital systems, all cell telephones. And if that happens, there would be no banking, no bank account, no money. And it's one major, major principal involved in the research on that said that would set America back to the 1700s, where you have no electricity, no cars, no travel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I am of the opinion that there's the high probability that something that can and shall take place in the not too distant future. But the major thing, Davis, and I don't know your thoughts on it, but the major thing that I see taking place is we as citizens in America and citizens across the globe, we're setting the stage for the tools in the Antichrist hands. We're placing the tools, the process, the procedure in place that the Antichrist will use. Some say that it's the Antichrist will be all-seeing, all-knowing, and ever-present. No, he's not. It'll seem as though he is simply because of the control that he will have in place when he steps on the scene. What say you?
I say that's exactly right. And I think there must be still a lot of Biden still on the scene, because he didn't take down China's spy thing when they sent it over the United States during his administration. So there's a lot of Bidens engrafted into our society today that's helping control our nation.
Absolutely. And you talked about that spy balloon coming over, and you're exactly right. It traversed all of America before it was finally shot down, and then the assurance was given from the Biden administration, whatever value you place in that, that no, they were not gathering the information. They were not scanning Americans' military compounds. They were not looking at any of our data. Yes, they were. That was the whole purpose of the spy balloon. But because Barack Hussein Obama and then Alderpin Biden had sold America out to China, to Russia, and to other nations long before we realized what was really taking place. And with the Biden administration, he couldn't say anything against China. He's in China's pocket and has been since he became president of the United States of America, even while he was a senator. You go back and look at all of the records and find out what the Biden family cabal was involved in. So what we're seeing is we're being sold out as old cliche goes, sold down the drain for the M-O-N-E-Y, for the money, for the power and the control that people have over us. But it will come to a grand crescendo when the rapture of the church takes place and the Antichrist steps on the scene. So, Davis, it demands our attention and our prayer and our consideration. And as I tell people, and I've had some say, well, what does all this mean? It means we need to look up, lift our up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh.
One other thing, brother. Not only the church, but I think about all those before the church was even established with the Old Testament people. All those that believed in Christ are going to be resurrected when we are. Not just the church, but everybody's put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
Absolutely. Amen to that. And I don't know about you, but I tell people I look forward to that. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. That is the hope that we have in the future. And that is called the blessed hope. We need to recognize that God is on the throne. He's still in control. And the rapture of the church, the rapture of the believers, would be the broader sense of it, will take place and we'll be snatched out of this old world. Davis, brother, thank you so much for your call, for your input today. God bless you as we keep looking up. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Let me just touch on that once again. Vietnam shuts down millions of bank accounts over biometric rules. Now listen very carefully. Under the Genius Act with the digital currency that's already been authorized by federal law, the law signed into place by President Donald J. Trump, that's already law. They're right now doing the rules and the regulations for promulgating and enforcing and putting that law into effect. And at first, it will be voluntary. You can do this if you want to. You can do that if you want to. And every system, in fact, the system in China started phasing in where you could you could say no, or you could say yes, and it would be okay. But then all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, it's where you can either have the biometric system where you're tracked, followed, and everything that you do, everything that you buy, everything that you sell, tracked and followed, or you just simply can't have an account. I'm looking at a headline. Oregon's gain significant new consumer privacy protections. It is the Oregon Consumer Protection Act, OCPA, was signed into law July 2023, but did not take effect until now. The OCPA defines personal and biometric data broadly, promotes customer data rights historically, and holds companies that have access to our data to high standards. The Act also gives consumers control over how businesses use their personal data. It guarantees people living in Oregon, affirmative rights to manage and safeguard their personal data. As technology advances, our customer protection laws must keep pace. It goes further. The right to know. Consumers can get a list of the specific entities that receive their personal data. Secondly, right to correct. Consumers can edit and any inaccuracies in the data about them. Right to deletion. Customers can have their data, biometric data, deleted from their accounts. Now, that's in Oregon, one of the most liberal left coast states in America. And yet they saw the need to have some kind of law regulation to protect their electronic data, their electronic digital currency, their electronic, if you please, history, so that it cannot be used unless they say so. But I'm telling you, based on what we see taking place in nation after nation, and especially in China, and now in Vietnam, where we see it is not something that's optional, it's not something that you can say yes or no, it's not something you can opt out of, it is a forced factor that you're going to have that or you're not. You cannot have your money. Here's another headline. Colorado's biometric privacy law takes effect July the 1st. Are you ready, it says. Dated June 27, 2025, the biometric compliance isn't hypothetical anymore in Colorado. It's here. Colorado's new biometric privacy law takes effect July the 1st. Enacted more than a year ago, the law now moves from policy to practice. Employers and businesses that collect biometric information, such as fingerprints, facial scans, iris scans, voice prints, must ensure their systems and policies comply with the state's requirements of privacy. And it's about a 10-page article. article. Ladies and gentlemen, you can pass all the laws you want to. You can pass all the legislation you want to. The policies and procedures can be modified all you want to that supposedly protect our privacy, but it will never, hear me, it will never, ever close the gaps that nefarious activities cannot take place, and especially when the determination will be made by a federal system, a governmental system, that says you can either allow the biometric data with the facial recognition or the hand recognition to be used, or you cannot have your account. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we're on the fast track as we set the stage for the tools, the process, the procedure, and the protocol for the Antichrist to use when he steps on the scene. And yes, the Antichrist is real. The Antichrist will step on the scene after the believers are raptured out of this old world. And ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist will rule with an iron fist. And according to Revelation chapter 13, the scripture that I read earlier, let me read it once again. And he calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free or bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in the forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, and may I elongate that, buy, sell, trade, track, or move, do anything, except that he has the mark in the name or the name of the beast. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful for the Word of God. It tells us what God is doing, how it's going to be carried out, and what shall take place. And the key to what we're saying today, we need to be ready. We need to look up, lift up our heads. Our redemption draweth nigh. And the bottom line is this very fact. If you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you will not be here when this takes place. Now listen, that doesn't mean that America is not going to face the issues and difficulties as a result of the Genius Act and the digital currency being set in place. We're going to be in a position that you, if you buy a stick of bubble gum, it can be tracked and traced where you bought it, when you bought it, how much you paid for it, where you're going, your airplane ticket, your bus ticket, your home, whatever you, every dime, every dollar that you use through a digital account will be monitored, traced, and tracked. It'll be one of the greatest control systems ever put in place in the United States of America, and every nation that it's ever gone into, it becomes a 100% dominating control system over the human being that has that. Whatever you have in a digital currency account, it's not yours. It belongs to the federal government. They just simply release it as they please to allow you to buy, sell, or trade. And when the government decides that you can't buy, sell, or trade, and that shall happen, ladies and gentlemen, under the leadership with the dominating cudgel of the control by the leadership called the Antichrist, and that day when the Antichrist steps on the scene. So let me close with this statement, ladies and gentlemen. If you've never said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, do it, and do it now. Because the Bible says it very clearly in Luke chapter 21, Mark chapter 13, Matthew chapter 24 and 25, that this day is coming when the Antichrist will step on the scene. We need to be ready. Thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Time is winding up. You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Jonathan's out of town.
Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.